You're listening to SBS News.
On the beach in front of me, a group of barefoot boys are playing a game of football, a kickabout on the sand. They came here from the chaos of Kabul. In some ways, it's quite surreal. Just weeks ago, they and their families fled for their lives. And they've been brought here to an Albanian beach resort. There's hotel after hotel dotted along the edge of the sand.
Albania is a very beautiful country. We are in a very beautiful place, but we miss Afghanistan.
Behishta Argand had never heard of Albania before she and her family were given refuge here. She had good reason to flee. This was Behishta on air on an Afghan news channel 2 days after the fall of Kabul. A Taliban official found himself being questioned by a woman.
My hands were shaking. I'm really scared. This is my first time I saw a person of Taliban. I hope one day the Taliban know. Yeah, we took Afghanistan, but we lost a generation. They are like a diamond and they shine. They want to work for a new Afghanistan, but they lost them.
You find many of that generation here at this resort. Activists, journalists, artists, the kind of voices the Taliban want to silence. Most are applying for visas for America or Canada, a process that could take more than a year. So, for now, they wait amid sun loungers and swimming pools.
We are having culture shock. Here is different culture from us.
Hamasa Zirak was a top student at a Kabul university. This is her American dream.
I will join the best university one day. I will get my PhD. When the situation get normal, I will go back to my country and then will help them to improve.
Why has one of the poorest countries in Europe rushed to help Afghans like Hamasa? 30 years ago, Albanians were refugees themselves, fleeing their homeland after the collapse of a communist regime. Here's the Albanian Prime Minister, Edi Rama.
It has been a very natural response. I believe we as a NATO country has to step in, as everyone should have done.
But it sounds as if you are saying that the bigger, more powerful countries have let the Afghans down.
It's safe to say that since the big refugee crisis some years ago, Europe did not recover morally, did not recover strategically, and still suffers the politics of refusing to open the doors. It's about losing moral ground.
Much has been lost in the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. For many Afghans, the clock has been turned back to darker times. But some now have a safe haven on this foreign shore. If they don't make it to the US or Canada, Albania says this can be their new home.